Zcash hits 525 YTD high as privacy coins. Stage 23% rally. Zcash set a fresh year-to-date high of $525 on May 6, 2026, after a 23.2% single-day move that pulled the wider privacy coin sector higher. The level was confirmed by CoinGecko in a market alert posted at 4:32 UTC. The move stands out against a quiet broader tape. Bitcoin is trading at $81,031, 0.77% over 24 hours, as of May 6, 2026, while Ether sits at $2,370, 0.38%. And the coin market cap fear and greed index reads 50, the neutral midpoint. In other words, the market is not in a risk-on melt-up. Privacy coins are moving on their own narrative. The bid is coming from ZEC has been the cleanest expression of the privacy trade through 2026, and the latest leg up extends a multi-week rotation into the category. The 23.2% intraday print is the kind of move that does not happen in isolation. Liquidations of short positions, momentum-chasing perp flow, and thin order books all amplify single-asset rallies in coins with smaller market caps than the majors. There is no single catalyst attached to the May 6 candle. CoinGecko's alert frames it as part of today's privacy coin rally, which has lifted Monero and Decred alongside Zcash over the past several sessions. The structural backdrop has been building for months. Tightening surveillance rules around stablecoin issuers, fresh enforcement actions targeting mixer protocols, and renewed interest in shielded transactions among self-custody users. The privacy thesis, one more time, Zcash was launched in 2016 as a Bitcoin fork with optional zero-knowledge shielded transactions. Most ZEC supply still sits in transparent addresses, but the shielded pool has grown steadily since the Halo 2 upgrade removed the trusted setup requirement in 2022. That technical baseline is not new. The price action is. Privacy coins occupy an awkward regulatory position. Several large exchanges delisted ZEC and XMR over the last few years, citing compliance pressure. The ones that still list privacy coins in restricted form, transparent-only deposits, no shielded withdrawals, effectively force users into custodial relationships if they want exposure. That is exactly the friction self-custody buyers are paying up to avoid. For SpendNode readers, the practical question is narrower. Can you spend Zkey? The honest answer is almost never directly. Privacy coins are not supported on any of the crypto card programs we track. Users who want to convert privacy coin gains into spending power typically route through a major asset, BTC, ETH, USDC, first, and load that onto a card. The friction is real and intentional. The price action does and does not signal a 23% single-day move on a coin that already led the YTD board is momentum, not confirmation. ZC's market cap remains a fraction of the Layer 1 majors, and rallies of this magnitude have historically retraced quickly when the catalyst is rotational rather than fundamental. The 7-day chart matters more than the 24-hour print. Two things are worth tracking from here. First, whether the broader market follows. If BTC stays pinned near $81,000 and ETH cannot reclaim $2,400, the privacy bid is a closed-loop rotation and likely fades. Second, whether shielded pool deposits accelerate. On-chain growth in actual shielded usage would mark this as a structural shift rather than a speculative spike. This is speculative analysis, not financial advice. ZEC's volatility cuts both ways, and the same liquidity conditions that produced a 23% upside candle can produce a similar downside candle.